I'm a technology enthusiast, so everything related to technology is welcome, and TV happens to fall into that, especially satellite TV.
How novel is the idea of having an all-news 24-hour coverage of television by satellite across Africa?
It's not exactly novel, because there have been a few 24-hour satellite TV stations, so this is not exactly new in Africa. It might be a bit new in Nigeria.
What does it mean to the people of West Africa to have this kind of coverage based in Nigeria?
I think it will bring a whole new perspective to the news, because the news channels that dominate right now are all from outside Africa, BBC, Al Jazeera, CNN, West of America, and all these people have their interests and biases. So when it's a Nigerian or an African thing, we expect that the perspective will be different. Maybe they'll be more objective.
Now, there are a lot of local news outlets in Nigeria. You have your federal government and your state government covering a lot of local markets in Nigeria. Do you expect that NN24 news station will cover the same detail with local news coverage as it does with its international subscription to CNN, giving them international coverage?
Yeah, it appears they have a mission or a passion to be different, because the other news channels you mentioned, the state-owned or the government-owned broadcasting corporation, are very local. They focus on local news and they target the local audience. But NN24 appears to want to gather the news locally and project it, and gather news from the international community and project it to the local people as well. So it appears this sets out to be a bit different from the state-owned media.
Do you see the main competition for NN24 from Sky News, the BBC, or the South African Broadcasting Company? Or do you think that the local Nigerian stations or the federal NTN television will be the main competition for NN24?
I think the international news services are the main competition, because the little I watched, what I saw was that everything was very professional and of high quality, high standard. It was very obvious that they were competing with the international media for attention, only that the advantage they have is that they are Nigerian, they are African. So they might, for the sake of nationality, some Nigerians might want to identify with this compared to international ones like CNN and BBC.
It's very fortuitous that the NN24 station debuted on the occasion of World Press Freedom Day. What is the significance to you of launching this venture on World Press Freedom Day, and how do you expect it to contribute to counteract efforts in Nigeria to clamp down on the media?
I am sure that it is a deliberate thing by the owners of the company to launch the new service today on World Press Freedom Day, maybe to make a point or pass a message across. And I think Nigeria has come a long way since they started with democracy more than 10 years ago. So there is some more freedom now for the media to write or broadcast the truth as they see it. So there's not much of a problem right now since we're under a civilian government. They are not clamping down the media the way it used to be under the military.
On Press Freedom Day, some reports came out from a group called Reporters Without Borders that said Nigerian police, led by the Inspector General, has emerged as the country's leading source of abuse against journalists. Recently, three journalists have been killed in Nigeria, and several others have endured death threats. Do you think that the television news market is risking some more of the crackdown by the state on this, or do you think that the fact that it broadcasts to the entire continent frees them to be able to do more with breaking out of the possible repression by government?
The mere fact that they are located within Nigeria puts them under the laws of Nigeria. So the fact that they broadcast to Africa doesn't make much of a difference. So maybe they will just have to tread carefully, because the Nigerian police have always been brutal. They have always never had a human face. So learning that they are brutalizing journalists is nothing new. Even though it's terrible, it's not the right thing, but it's nothing new. So it's up to the journalists to tread softly, and if they want to be very objective, maybe they will just have to stay out of Nigeria.
How will the station tie into CNN International News and the CNN News from the United States, based on what you've seen so far?
I don't think they can meet or beat CNN today or tomorrow, but they would fill a gap for average Nigerians who do not have access to CNN. There's always a need for Africans to tell their own story, so maybe that's the gap they're going to fill. Not like they can beat CNN today.
The founder and chief executive Anthony Dara of NN24 says that he wants the station to be for Africa what CNN is to North America, or Sky or the BBC for Europe, or Al Jazeera for the Middle East. What does this say about your Africa coverage?
It says that the Western media, they have their own agenda, they have their own biases, so they are not as objective as near as possible when it comes to Africa. They are more eager to highlight the negative stories than to project the positive ones. So when it comes to an African media, ideally an African media will be more eager to be more balanced when it comes to Africa and project the good things in Africa, maybe as well as the bad as well. But the Western media always have their own agenda and perspective.
You run a technology blog. Tell us a little bit about what you write about. Is television coverage or radio coverage or internet coverage gaining strength in Africa? Do you see cell phones the way of the future or the internet? What is really getting the lead now in the way people communicate and the way people get their news?
The internet has been getting popular in Africa for over 10 years now. And it's only improving, considering that a lot of people are still not online. So the potential is there. The room for growth is there. So people are beginning to embrace the internet and make it a part of their daily lives. People are beginning to make friends online through their social media networks. People are beginning to read, consume content online, maybe abandon the newspapers and read the news online. There are a lot of news websites online now focused on Africa. And the TV stations, the radio stations, the newspapers are all publishing their news on their website. So the internet culture is gaining ground quickly. And some of these websites have mobile versions, so people are able to access the content on their mobile phones as well. The latest article I wrote on my blog is, are mobile phones pushing cyber cafes out of business? Because of the widespread of mobile phones these days, a lot of people are accessing content on their mobile phones and are no longer finding it necessary to even go to public internet cafes. Yeah, so the culture is gaining ground quickly.
And do you think that television stations such as NN24 will be able to sustain their interest amid the competition of the world satellite stations and also the competition from the internet, which has taken the place of a lot of traditional news media outlets?
Yeah, frankly, the internet can never take over from TV. TV always has its place. For example, the recent debate in the UK where about those three candidates who want to be prime minister, when they appeared on TV, it was different. It gave us more than we could ever get from reading online. So watching TV still has its place. So NN24 would still have its place no matter how ubiquitous the internet becomes.
Do you think that there are enough Nigerians that own satellite dishes that will be able to pick up this television broadcasting, or do you think radio still remains the main means of reaching people in the country?
For now, practically speaking, radio is still the leading medium of reaching to a broad number of people, because not everybody is wealthy enough to be able to afford a TV, much less to be able to afford a satellite dish. And NN24 is broadcasting on a service called DSTV. DSTV is like a premium digital satellite service, so not everybody will be able to access it for now.
So what does this mean in terms of the future growth of NN24? You think they're going to have problems?
Well, I think they have the opportunity to make a difference, because the level of excellence I saw about their broadcast, it appears they have something to offer. They have a good plan. They have a good strategy to take over the market. So if they can gain enough ground, they have the chance of surviving. Al Jazeera, for example, they started only a few years ago, and today they are almost indispensable. They are watched widely in Nigeria. So NN24 has a chance, considering that they are coming from a different angle. They are African, and they are professional. They are trying to be world-class. So they have the chance. They might survive.
And what about advertising? Is there a lot of advertising, or is there room for growth in getting sponsors for this station? Have you found the commercials intrusive?
Well, the little I watched, I did not notice any commercial on it. At that time, it was a test transmission, so perhaps that was why there were no commercials on it. But Nigeria is a big market. Nigeria alone is enough to sustain them. So being in Nigeria is a good thing. I'm sure they can get a lot of advertising to sustain the service in Nigeria. Talk less that they want to focus on Africa. There is a lot of markets for them to get advertising from for now.